This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's no chance anyone else survived. Authorities in Surfside, Florida say they've come to that agonizing conclusion after digging through the rubble of that collapsed condo building for 2 weeks and not finding anyone alive since the first few hours after the building fell down. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The search now is only for remains, with no hope anyone could be found alive. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava on WPLG.
We have hoped in our hearts and in quiet moments for a miracle. We have all asked God for a miracle.
Fire officials say the pancake collapse didn't leave large areas where people could have survived, and most of the victims found had died in their beds since the tower crumbled in the middle of the night. I'm Jackie Quinn.
54 people are known dead, 86 missing. Tropical storm Elsa is forecast to produce strong winds, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes across parts of southeast Georgia and South Carolina before pushing into the mid-Atlantic today and the northeast by tomorrow, says the Weather Service. It killed at least one person in Florida yesterday, several others injured at a Navy base in Georgia. A ban on spectators at the Tokyo Olympics is likely. This morning, Japan announced a state of emergency because the number of coronavirus infections is rising in Tokyo. More than 4 million people around the world have now died from the virus. The World Health Organization's Maria Van Kerkhove says everyone's got to pay attention to this.
The virus is showing us right now that it's thriving. This is not theoretical. We're not talking about a what-if situation right now. We're not talking about preparing for a surge. It's happening now.
Tampa Bay beat the Canadiens to win Hockey Stanley Cup. They beat the Montreal Canadiens 1-0. This is AP News. Haiti is reeling after the assassination of its president yesterday. Here's our Mike Gracia with the latest.
A stunning, chaotic day in Haiti that began with the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse and wounding of his wife at their home ended Wednesday with police saying they had killed four suspects and arrested two others while freeing three police officers who were held hostage. The slaying of Moïse was described by Haitian Ambassador to the United States, Moshit Edmond, as being carried out by foreign mercenaries and professional killers. In an interview with the Associated Press, Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said, elections scheduled for later this year should be held. Joseph said the police and military were in control of security in Haiti, but the Dominican Republic said it was closing the border and reinforcing security in the area. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Dow gained 104 points yesterday, the S&P up 14, the NASDAQ up 1. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.